run through.
Some of it we may be able to get to from right out here.
Okay.
Just by looking around.
So you would.
Fire escape sort of egress part, the exterior part.
Okay.
They haven't retained me to do anything more than that in terms of all that other stuff going on. I don't know if they will or not. That's up to them.
Okay.
But for now, it's just, for me, it's just
that's okay.
Egress.
Yeah, we can do permitting and phasing.
Okay.
So
I don't know who's responsible for the other stuff,
okay.
But that's where I am in terms of my limitations here on the job.
Okay. Yeah. Forgive me for asking this. I'm assuming you're licensed in New Hampshire.
Oh yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
Who do you use for structural? Who do you work with?
Well, I use DeWolf a lot.
Okay, got DeWolf Engineering.
Lost your spot.
as I see it, and basically what I've done so far is we got the plans in. We had them checked. Came out here, checked, make sure. The plans drawn were as shown. There were some changes, so we had to make those changes. And I did a what I call code abstract.
Yep.
I went through the NFPA.
We're
chapter 29 in this one. And
how many rooms do we have?
I've got a whole list of them right here.
Yeah, a lot of rooms. And I know this is early for you, it's sort of in the design stage, but what I would caution you...
This is what I call the pre-design stage.
Pre-design stage.
Yeah.
codes are changing constantly.
Yeah.
We just went through the building code change last summer, so they should be good for about 3 years, which is the 06 codes.
I did this based on 06.
And that's
so
okay.
Yeah.
The question is, NFPA is likely going to go to 06 this winter to spring.
I did this based on those.
Okay. But right now it's 03, so there are some differences.
Yeah. Well, I assume that by the time this goes under construction, they're probably going to be nip and tuck with that. So, but...
Okay, so we got a three-story... Do we have a construction type? Probably assume 5B or...
Yeah. Let's see here. We've got... These are the...
Occupant loads, actuals.
Occupant loads here.
Minimum construction.
See, what I've got is... actual versus the areas.
Right.
But I checked it both ways there. And we've got basically no bedrooms in the basement, one bedroom on the first floor. You can correct me if I'm wrong on this, but this is 12 bed places. I call them bed places because some of them are doubles on the second floor.
Okay. But you're going for full dormitory hotel classification. You're not trying to get a boarding house or anything.
Yet. No, I don't think... I think I'm beyond what I can do for that. The limitation there was...
I thought it was 16.
16 or something like that, right? So we're above that.
Okay.
So, not by much, but we are above
there's
it.
I know some houses have had them actually reduce the numbers of beds to get that.
Yeah. But, hey, Zach, how you doing?
Better, how are you?
Good.
That's
we good. Just got right to work.
And that's good.
So, So as I see it, we don't quite meet the possibilities of just having one exit here. Mainly because of the two floors with more than four bed spaces.
Yeah.
If it wasn't for that, I'd have probably said, well, Mike should go for one exit, right? So that leaves us with one primary and one secondary escape route. As I understand it, and because we're allowed to have 50% if they so desire to pursue it out of an escape and 50% off a normal exit, okay? So there's like three basic options, and I guess they've talked about these at some point in time in the past, but you have an existing stair in there, which is actually more of a monumental stair than it's a, you know, be some stretch in there to make that really meet the letter of the code, and I think you probably know that, but it's doable, but it would definitely take away from the stair. So, but anyhow, the three options are: A, use this escape and create you can see it even got a door there already, but create a through escape, not just out of a room, and then that ladder and everything is fine, and I think the college would have them cover that because they want them to have it covered, you know.
Okay.
along with the existing central stair, upgrading it with the basics to try to make it meet the code requirements. That's one. Two would be what they originally asked me to look at, which was do the back escape and the center stair and not even consider this one for use. So that's two.
Okay.
And the third one would be, you know, to, if we're going to, if we were going to do something with that back stair, just to turn it into a fully enclosed stair, you know, just site it,
okay,
put it into an enclosed stair, and use this, and forget about monkeying around with the inside stair. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
So those are basically the three sort of easy kind of, you know, without getting too, too wild, what could be done with the egress. And as I saw it, since the setup here is such that basically with a roof and some just reconfiguration on the inside, this one's virtually all set up. And it is actually more on the other side of the house compared to, you know, using the two over there, you know
right.
what I mean? So it seems like it's not only the least expensive, but probably the most safe. You know, because these two floors, you got easy egress, and you got doors all around here on this floor, and then downstairs you've got the center stair plus that back exit there. So it's really just those two upstairs floors right there.
The way we're structured in Hanover, I'm the building inspector and have jurisdiction over new construction or permits for renovations.
Yeah, yeah.
I have no jurisdiction over existing situations or existing buildings that would be by default the fire department.
Oh, so the fire chief?
Fire chief. Yeah,
yeah, yeah.
I've had the fire chief out here,
yeah.
Jerry or
Frankenfield. Yeah,
Frankenfield.
Yeah, fire
I've had him
yeah.
out here
okay.
three times,
okay.
and he says the same exact thing, that it's not his jurisdiction.
Well, it is by law. It is.
Says what? Well, I couldn't hear Zach.
That it wasn't his jurisdiction as well.
No, it's clearly by law. It is.
Okay.
I have no authority other than when you pull a permit. I have no authority to tell you to do anything on the.
So we don't even really care about you being here then, really. It's not going to
well,
do
it. Well, I can help you because once you pull
yeah,
a permit, then
the permit.
I get involved.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Right.
So
the
reason
you're
I,
using the IBC,
we're using
so,
the IBC.
So you're using the IBC.
Yeah.
He's going to be using the NFPA.
Yes.
Yeah.
What it is in Hanover, they don't really have a proactive existing buildings enforcement. In other words, some jurisdictions, when you get into cities, they come out and inspect once a year your fire escapes, your exits, things like that. They have to, by law, do places of assembly, the schools. That's
sure.
why I'm saying I know he's the authority of the jurisdiction because I don't have anything to do with that. He inspects annually the place of assembly permits, the school permits. Why I just mention that is it's definitely his call, and he needs to make the decision if you're proposing leaving what's existing. In other words, if your option is to leave this, because normally my experience is Hanover does require them to be covered,
yeah,
and especially they've been eliminating the old fire escapes. And they've done that on campus as well because they ice up and they don't get maintained. But that's really,
yeah,
whether he wants to make that call or not, he
yeah,
has to
no,
make that
I think
call.
Covering
yeah.
it. That's
so you might want to just put in a letter to him and that would force his hand to answer it.
Well, either way.
Sorry.
Either way.
You need an answer, exactly.
yeah.
Either way, they'd be covering it anyhow. Whether it's here or
right.
back there, it'd be
right.
covering it.
So
yeah.
then when you file the permit to cover it, my work kicks
yeah.
in.
Yeah. Yeah.
What I would need is the basics of structural loading besides the architecturals to determine. But that's why I was asking about the building construction type to know what material it could be built out of. I'm probably guessing it's a type 5 building. There's wood roof, wood elements.
Yeah, it's all 5B.
5B. So
yeah.
as long as we don't exceed the height and area, you're fully sprinklered?
Yes.
Going to be,
mm-hmm.
yes.
Yeah, you're going to be.
That's part of the
now
whole.
Or no sprinkling?
There's some.
There's some in there
okay.
now.
But it's in the mix for the project, right?
That's right, yes,
yeah.
absolutely.
Well, the sprinkling is important because type. The code is restricted by your construction type for what you can do for uses, and then usually they give you one more additional story and greater area for sprinklering.
Yep.
And so what happens, it's a very fine point of law, if you will, but what happens is what's here is existing. Again, I have no jurisdiction over it. Even if it doesn't comply with current code, it's existing.
Mm-hmm.
But I can't let him design even like a roof cover
right.
that is combustible, say, if the code says you're exactly at the square footage you can
right,
have for combustible.
Because you wouldn't get a permit.
Right.
So the NFPA, it basically what it comes down to, and Vermont's the same way, New Hampshire and even Maine, the NFPA is retroactive. In other words, you've got to meet the NFPA,
sure.
Right. Whether you're existing or not. Once you do make modifications and you change things, you not only have to meet the NFPA, which told you to change it,
right,
but you also got to meet the IBC.
Right. Yep.
And what may be with the fire inspector that confuses them is, once you file a permit, I tend to review for the life safety elements, mm-hmm, on the application, but I'm only reviewing what you're submitting for.
Right.
So if you submit a new stair to fix an existing situation, I'm looking at rise and run,
yeah,
that kind of thing, because it's new construction.
Yeah. Right.
So to me, how you approach it is really an issue between the college and the fire department.
Then once
you can come to that conclusion, then I can handle the actual construction details.
It's just a frustrating process. I've been doing this for a year and a half, and I've been getting the same answers. It's not my call, basically. So, again, it's just not by any means, not by any stretch of the imagination, not a wasted meeting, but we're still at the point where we don't have the answers.
And every time you call for me, they charge you $50 when there's no permit. I know, because
right.
Yeah,
here I
understand.
Am.
Well, I kind of wonder the same time myself why I
come out
sometimes.
I'm out here.
I'll be certainly glad to put in a request to get you your $50 back. I don't want to. I mean, it's not my job to nickel and dime. Yeah, I mean, I have nothing to do with that. But yeah,
it's $50.
I've got you here.
But I mean, it's good for me to talk anyway.
Yeah, if we did, like, for instance, this particular thing here, when we do send it to you, basically, this is my preconception, is that the stair would basically have a roof, but basically, and depending on what the fire chief says, we'd either use that door or, we'd cut it down and have a different door.
Yeah.
And there is a, it does, this authority having jurisdiction can make that call based on what it says in the code. And then this ladder, again, from a fire escape point of view, that is permissible. 50% of the occupant load can egress through a fire escape. So basically, you wouldn't be looking at doing too much to that, really, to bring that up.
I know Pat RD on campus is looking at some renovations right now in another house. And I know the fire chief and the inspector there, different building, different circumstances.
Yeah.
But they had an existing egress across the roof, too, that in there they told them they wanted to remove the escape. Their call on that one, so I wouldn't be surprised if they.
And that
they
was based
be,
on they, something that they wanted.
They
to the
seem
code,
to be
or?
Pushing that they're not maintained, and the code requires maintenance, and they worry that in the wintertime people, slide off of them. They just aren't a great design for this part of the country. But again, that's something. My experience to date is they've been trying, generally both on campus and off campus, to get true fire escape ladders removed.
Yeah.
But they have approved open stairs.
Yeah.
So there's nothing in the code, as you know, that mandates the stairs being closed. They generally like them covered.
Yeah, I think the college wants it covered.
Yeah, covered and, because of the maintenance issues as
and
well.
And I guess I'll speak to, it would be the fire chief that's been asking them to go beyond what the code normally says, because the code actually does allow for that, just like that.
Yep, code gives them, as you know, for authority having jurisdiction over existing buildings, they have a lot more authority in, by law even than I do, of what they can argue can stay or not. I mean, I have to get a warrant to even come onto a property if the owner doesn't want me to. The fire chief can padlock a building tomorrow. He has total authority under the law if he deems it's unsafe. So.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. I mean, standing here, I can tell you, I have no jurisdiction over it,
looking at it. Well, okay.
That top, that window that's there, that's what that is now, that third floor. It's a window that basically goes to that. I think we're going to have to modify that into a door. Is that true?
Well, again, the
windows are allowed by code.
Yeah, you can do the window. And I can't remember the exact wording, but you can't.
The size of the
window. I do believe that we do have to get the authority. That's one of the they can go either way on, and it clearly says they could go either way.
It's okay by the book.
That
we need to
that window right up there. I'm assuming that since we are sprinkling, we may do a deluge on that window to allow that to stay,
And you'd have to probably do under the canopy.
And down here, too,
Right.
This would all have to be sprinkled down here. I don't know if you've included that. One way or the other, either way, you got
to.
This one right here is going to have outside?
Yep.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
If we're going to use that for an escape?
Well, if you're exiting.
Yep, if you're exiting through it, even an existing building.
Even if you're not doing anything up there, when you got
for all I know, I'm sure that it's included in there. I'm sure that we have everything.
Gets missed a lot. for some reason. Who's doing your sprinkler estimate?
Tri-State.
I don't work with them a lot. Carter does a lot.
Yeah. Well, we have proposals from both Tri-State.
How's Carter been for you? They haven't done a lot on campus. They've only done one or two, and they haven't really. Sort of no comment.
Okay.
Hey, most of the stuff on campus has been Hampshire,
yeah.
And they're pretty decent in their details, the information we get. I mean, I look at it for structural and seismic. I don't look at it for the.
You ever use North Country?
No.
They're probably the best I've ever used. Yeah,
they out of St. Albans?
Huh?
Are they out of St. Albans?
Up north there somewhere. I've been using them for about 10 years, but. It's trying to think of the owner's name there. Gosh, I want to say either St. Albans or Williston, right up in that Burlington area. It's all like a collage to me once you get up.
one town
just sort of runs right into the next.
Yeah, they definitely.
But they've been excellent. I've used them probably for I don't know 10, 15 years, and.
If you
they're not only good on the cost end of it, but you tell them you want to have it done a certain time, boom, it's done. That's it, you know.
That's good.
Yeah.
One of the things I think that comes up with fire escapes that you run into, why the fire department also doesn't like them, is I think under a different NFPA, they're supposed to be tested every 2 years with a weight load test, and nobody does that.
I was going to say, this is part of the trials and tribulations of getting this whole thing through, is I've called everywhere in the country, and I can't get somebody out here to say, you know, we'll stamp that.
That's why nobody wants to sign off on them, because in the old days they used to just, they're just a fire escape by code is anchored off the building. That's what defines a fire escape. Yeah. An exterior stair is an exterior stair. That has its own foundation or whatever, and then you get into what you were talking about, the worst case of an enclosed stair tower.
Yeah.
If you go to a stair tower or an exterior stair, the other thing to keep in mind is with the new building code, you probably want to work with an engineer to get it isolated from the existing building seismically, make it its own foundation and footing, because the new codes require anything to be designed for seismic, even in our part of the country.
Right.
It costs a lot of money to go there.
Yeah.
And if you structurally, physically separate it, you can save a lot. And otherwise, the code, if you attach it to the building, there's something like 5% load impacted on any one structural member causes you to upgrade the entire existing building. You don't want to go there. It's just not worth it.
Yeah,
right?
Absolutely.
But no, we've done a lot of all through Webster Avenue. I've done open stairs, exterior stairs. To date, I haven't seen the fire department sign off on accepting any stair fire escapes that are existing. They just went through one with the college on one of their buildings that had one, and they pleaded to allow it to stay, and the fire department said no, and I think they gave them 1 year to remove it. Again, they're the
It's been going on for quite some time.
Yeah.
Just over it.
Yeah.
Well, I appreciate all the information.
Well, while I'm here, you want to keep walking around and look at anything? You get your money's worth out of me? I mean, I've been here before. Let's take a look at the existing stair to see if I can offer you any opinions, comments. You've got a handicapped ramp going into the space, so you don't have to deal with accessibility issues. I take it you have an accessible unit on the ground level then?
You mean a room?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Well, and, you know, with a slight widening of the doorway,
so little things that could be.
Bathroom stuff, and whatever, but yes.
Do you have any places of assembly down the basement?
Yes. We're going to be putting in a handicapped lift.
So you're going to keep that?
Yeah.
Okay. The other thing that comes up often is ventilation. Because usually most of those basements never had any ventilation.
That's
right?
In the plan.
Yep.
Okay. And then fire separation between the uses, which just means fire-rated ceilings.
Yep.
Okay. So that's all.
I've
had some of them on campus have just decided not to go through with it, so they just eliminated the social space downstairs.
Right. No, that makes sense. Yeah. But no, we've everything so far in the planning stages been done according to.
I don't know the code on this door, guys. If you're trying to go in this way, no, we have to go around
first. Follow you? Oh, sorry, you're getting a run around. Government bureaucracy at its best, right?
It's been going on for over a year. It's like I said, normally I'm hopping up and down and I'll answer tomorrow, but it's been going on for the past year. I've met Jerry out here no less than 4 times.
And he probably keeps saying it's me.
I love it.
You got that right, yeah. He's a good guy. I mean, I know Jerry, but yeah, he... well. Business aggregation. That's the most front writing part.
Yeah, my authority only comes under building code ordinance.
Good morning or afternoon.
Good morning.
Sorry, guys.
What's up?
$10 a square inch, I think.
It's a lot.
Yeah.
It's a lot.
Yeah.
So basically we've got a new water curtain assembly that's going to go up in here.
How many stories does this connect? Three or two?
Pardon me?
The stair, how many does it connect?
Three.
It goes all three, right?
Yeah.
It goes all the way.
Already, sort of a non-compliant atrium.
Right. Well, what part of the deal was for the first go around? Separate that space from this space here when the fire curtain goes all the way up, or the water curtain goes all the way up, and then have a steel door, a fire door up here, and that would lead into the new space to either go exit out that fire escape out on the front side, or out on the back side here where we have the big open up stairway.
Okay. And so, he needs to make that call. Yeah, right now it's probably not even compliant to the existing life safety chapter. For existing NFPA,
yeah,
my guess would be it probably doesn't even comply with the current existing chapter as an open three story.
No.
So, if he says the law is funny, New Hampshire adopted a building code and they adopted the fire code. Mm-hmm. The responsibility, as I understand it, and this is just my opinion, as I understand it, but the responsibility to comply with the fire code actually rests on the owner. So it's really the owner's liability. Mm-hmm. And then it's enforced through the fire department.
Right.
So even if Jerry were to say, I'm not going to enforce it, it's in the owner's interest if anything ever happened, mm-hmm. because you could say you don't comply. And then what Jerry's probably saying is, once you know something has to be done, then yes, the construction of it goes to my desk,
right.
How to build it. So, but I can tell you, I'd be surprised, right now, code generally it's pretty basic in that it only allows two stories to be
right.
interconnected because of smoke. You create a shaft uh-huh. to the building. So you've got three connected. So they'd be looking to separate one of these, and that's not even addressing the existing exiting or anything in the building.
Right. And that's the wall.
And that would be the wall
that
would
separate that, right?
Yeah.
So it closes, because there's no, other than the bathroom at the top of the stairs, there would be nothing on that. There would be no residential area or any livable space on this side of the wall.
Right.
We'll bring it back to the water curtain that goes all the way up.
All the way up, yeah.
So, and that, more or less, we were told that was sort of going to work. You know, that was in the right direction from everybody.
Yeah.
You know, we had that big conversation there, you know, a month or so ago, and it's still kind of...
Yeah, because my thought in terms of trying to get this to me is... Once you have to renovate it, and then you have to, make sure all this is rated.
That's
a real tough.
Then there's another option,
yeah.
And it's a lesser-known option, but I'll share it with you. Is you write up, you do a code analysis, writing up the violations, if you will, where it doesn't comply with current, and it doesn't cost you any money. You send it to the fire marshal. Office, and I can even give you that information. There's a mailing address, and anything that's fire code, the fire marshal can grant a waiver or a variance to.
Right.
And it's usually used with existing conditions.
Yeah.
And usually the fire marshal will grant it if the fire department and the local building inspector feel okay with it. I usually never object to them. I have no reason to object to it. And I wouldn't circumvent the fire department. You don't want them on your bad side, but you'd want to invite them in. But basically, you just send it in to the fire marshal and you say, look, this is how it is. It's three-story. We're going to sprinkle the building. We're never going to get this to comply, even if we put all the money in the world into it.
Mm-hmm.
Can we get a variance? That then goes in your records for the life of the building, and as long as the building stays the use that it is,
and nothing else majorly changes, that's your protection if something ever happens. Because if there's ever a fire or fatality in New Hampshire, it's the fire marshal who investigates. So you want to be able to have something that says, this is why we were allowed to keep it that night.
Well, that's
you don't do any, I usually call them modifications through your office, where you offer a similar degree of safety through alternative measures?
Not for the life safety code.
But the only, for the IBC?
For building code, if you have, usually it has to be something like, an ISC, ICCES evaluation report or something of an equivalent material.
Yeah.
So it's rare, because by the time it comes to me, it's usually just straightforward to build it to code today. For the life safety code, it would have to go through the fire marshal as the only authority. Years ago, fire chiefs used to do a lot more wheeling and dealing, I would call it. But they really don't have the authority to do that. It's really the fire marshal who does.
And it's a good measure on the older buildings to be able to look at it and say, okay, this is something we can do, and it reasonably would be similar to. Yeah.
What they're proposing,
I'm not recommending anything like that right now. But
New Hampshire is thinking about adopting the existing buildings code. That's where it really gets addressed in ICC.
Yeah.
If you look at the law in New Hampshire, when they adopted the building code, it was a fight to get it approved with the fire people who were pushing the NFPA documents. And then at the same time, if you remember, NFPA was writing their own building code, NFPA 5000. In order to get the building code to move forward and get the fire guys on board, they took the means of egress chapter 10. And they basically, the state law is worded that for means of egress, it doesn't matter what the building code says, you trumped the fire code. So they made the life safety code the means of egress code.
Exactly.
So that's why I'm saying all these are means of egress issues,
yeah.
which is really his jurisdiction. And then the only authority to modify that would be the fire marshal. But you definitely have a case to pursue a modification, in my opinion, or a variance through that. It's the problem is, it's the only other option, because the only other provision in the state of New Hampshire that they recognize is registry on a historic, either has to be a national, local, county, state. And there's nothing in Hanover, to my knowledge, even on the campus, that's registered. People usually don't want the control over their project. So there's definitely alternatives if it's registered historic, but if it's not, the attitude is, then you can rip it out and rebuild it compliant or get a variance. But the college pursues variances all the time. They probably once or twice a year, they usually seek one. Okay. They probably don't tell you that.
Of course not. It's a good thing. No, I think that helps us maybe alleviate some of the things, not alleviate some of the things that we got to do here, but I mean, we're going to have to put a water through here no matter what.
Knowing how they handle locally, that end of it, I think, is important. I think the fact that we're already planning to do a full sprinkler system, I don't think that, for instance, is actually a requirement here. And theory, that is something that
be above and beyond code.
That is beyond the code, which I think is usually looked at. I know when I've done these in the past, if I've gone in and sprinkled a building, an entire building, that doesn't actually require it, that's a pretty darn good measure of safety to offset maybe whatever. I don't know. It depends on how this all turns out in terms of what the owner wants to do when they hear about all the different options that they might have, and what the fire chief thinks is necessary.
And I think you're
following straight IBC, so that's it's a no-brainer.
Frankenfield, he's here Tuesdays 1 to 1:30, and Fridays
Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday now, I think.
Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday.
It should be posted on FireMark website in the town of Hanover.
I'll get right in touch with him. I think that'll be the next step. We get him right over here and we figure out how we want to.
And I'll certainly tell him I talked with you and that my suggestion was you might want to pursue a variance to the fire marshal. To get this kind of legally grandfathered. Yeah. And it is usually the trade-off, sprinklers, smoke detection, those kinds of things.
Which all that's going to be happening.
Now, again, the other thing, too, I want to make clear, and I think everybody knows this, but I have absolutely nothing to do with the college's requirements.
And apparently they're driving a lot of these renovations. That's why I want to be careful what I say, is because I would never normally step into an existing building. Once it's done and built, I have no jurisdiction to go back in. I don't mind coming here to help you out. So even if you get the variance, you want to clear it that they're going to be acceptable to that too.
That's
apparently
fine.
For your recognition or something, they can.
Right.
I don't quite understand it myself.
No one does.
Do you have, by the way, like a card or something?
I didn't bring one with me,
but
if you have one, I can email you my information.
Yeah.
Usually, I should carry it. I'm terrible about it. Yeah, I think I met you. Didn't I call you a year ago with you or something?
Oh, yeah, like I said, it's been going on for a while. Yeah.
And at that point, I just suggested getting the design professional involved because it was more complicated than you or I could figure out with all these existing.
We had, now, who has the local authority to basically, for any urethane, any polyurethane that's on any of the walls or fire rated for any plaster?
That's a little easier. Building code says that you can use urethanes to get a fire rating in existing buildings and existing conditions.
Yep.
So if you've got existing wood here, you can put on. You can't put new wood in the building and then put urethane on it.
Gotcha.
Now it has to be tested as an assembled product if you run into that. But if you're trying to improve existing walls, board wood downstairs, that is clearly under my scope.
Okay.
That's no problem. The other thing you want to watch is doors. I've noticed, just long term, all doors should be fire rated should be labeled. Obviously, I don't know how you'd ever get a label on that one. You'd have to reframe that because there's no door that's shaped that way. That's a fire-rated door. but again, I'm not going to write anything up today. It's nothing to do with me. So, those are just kind of common things to look for. The problem is, like this is existing, but if you come in and it's not a historic building and you try to touch this handrail, for example, my code now automatically says 42 inches tall, no more than a 4-inch sphere. That's what you have to design to and build to. But if you get a variance from the fire marshal that says no, you can put this back as original, then I can issue a permit on that and accept that.
Mm-hmm. But then you still have as soon as you touch these stairs, you're into it.
Yeah.
From not just IBC, but ADA.
Yeah.
Now, are you handling the ADA here, or who's that?
I handle accessibility.
Yeah.
But I only handle it legally through the building code. I don't enforce ADA. ADA is federal law. It's enforced through the courts. So.
But all the applicable aspects of it that are in the IBC, deal with.
The reason I say that is the problem is it's a lot of different. Not all documents, fair housing, accessibility, or ADA, are exactly compatible.
Right.
So, unfortunately, hate to say it, but as a design professional, you're stamping the plans to the best of your knowledge, and no one can. All those different laws, like some of these information on their board.
Yeah, it's really important stuff.
All those different laws.
We'll be missing meetings all
week. All I'm reviewing, too, is accessibility. But the good news for you is there's an IBC Chapter 34 is some kind of leniency to the accessibility provisions. If you take a look at that. Chapter 34 doesn't really, if you're touching a building and you have a common function space, you try to make that as accessible as you can, and they are planning to do that, like the lift to the downstairs.
Yeah. Right.
And lifts are allowable in existing buildings. Yeah.
It'd be like, it's actually retroactive like the NFPA.
Right.
And obviously has profound implications all the way around the building, including whenever you start messing with
the stairwells and everything else. But I'm not sure too much would affect you here because, again, there's no elevator in the building. So even if it were new construction, you could still build it without accessible upper levels.
They're getting ready to put an elevator in the building.
Just between the first floor and basement.
Oh, just the
though.
First floor. Yep. That's all that's going to.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay.
Yep. There's going to be a handicapped accessible bathroom on the first floor. There'll be no necessity.
So they would comply with code down there for accessibility, so you wouldn't have accessible elements on this upper level.
Correct.
So as long as you don't have accessible elements, you'd be exempt. Even if you built a brand new hotel, you could do it the same way. The only, the thing in new construction is that people just do it and they put elevators in for other reasons. But even in new construction, the only thing that you have to watch is if you have an elevator, then you have an accessible element to that floor.
Yeah.
But if you don't put an elevator in, then you have to have the same level of service on all four levels. So what trips you under the ADA is, to build a high rise or something in New York, somebody's going to argue I have a better view from the 100th story than I do on the ground floor.
Yeah, yeah.
And under the ADA, that's an arguable cause.
Oh, yeah. Matter of fact, I was just going to ask, where's an exclusion? Because I know there's an exclusion for elevators in IBC, but accessibility for ADA is throughout.
Is it?
Yeah.
Or you have to do
the other thing, which is to prove you have accommodated all the various things you have to accommodate through ulterior means other than the physical construction of the building. So,
But I just go by Chapter 34 in the building code.
And that'd be a totally different thing. Yeah.
Yep. You might have other laws you have to.
Well, the
ADA sweat over
itself is different, of course, than the IBC. So,
I know people have said that. I mean, buildings have been issued permits, even place of assembly, and then later there's an ADA lawsuit. Well, how did that happen? The building inspector inspected it. Inspect for ADA.
There is no enforcement anywhere.
It's federal, right? It's forced through the lawsuits.
Yeah. It's right. That's what it comes right down to.
It's not a building code. It's civil litigation. It's civil rights.
What's really confusing to me is on it is that every time you get into it, everybody starts referring to ADAG. That's not the code,
It's one part of it.
It's like
one little tiny part of it.
They're interpreting the code, but they're not really. That's not really the code.
No.
And that can be tough when you get in a situation where somebody doesn't really actually know what the ins and outs really are.
Well, fair housing applies here too.
Huh?
Fair housing laws apply here too. Anything that has sleeping in it, it doesn't matter if it's for rent or not. And that's a whole other set of rules.
So what's the game plan, Zach? What do you think?
I think we need to get
fire chief
Jerry Frankenfield here. I think we need to get him here.
And I'll push him too and tell him that I talked with you today and my understanding.
I do appreciate that.
We talked about it that he needs to make the determination whether they're going to keep that fire escape or not.
Right.
That's Sam, the key crux of what you need to hear from him.
I'm not worried about any other phase of this project as far as sheetrocking and ADA compliant bathrooms and water curtains, all that stuff. We just need to figure out how we're going to get these people out of here. I've been waiting for an answer for this for a long, long time. And it just keeps
This is the one main stair, and then where's your second one right now?
Well, as far as an exterior?
Yeah.
There's a...
It's upstairs, but I'll show you. From here, it's basically right outside this window here.
See?
You get out of it from the upstairs, if you'd like to see that, but... that's where the stair is. It's a 10-foot by 12-foot platform. The stairs that go down.
And then there's
a wrap around.
Window dumping onto that porch roof? Or am I turned around? Where's the porch roof we were standing at?
Oh, yeah, that's
right outside.
Out and around.
Yeah. Okay, it's way over there.
Your stairs come down
through a room or something to get to that?
Yes, right now,
That's usually fun. We've seen some real funky things.
So there's a couple of different options there where we can create a hallway or do something that we don't want to do that, lose one of the rooms, but that may be the only alternative.
It sounds like, in my opinion, you are substandard of what even the minimum life safety code would require.
Say pretty much so.
Yeah. so there's no question you'll have to do something to address it, and that's a reasonable assumption. The question is, what will the fire department let you get away with, so to speak, or keep in place?
Well, we've got three different options lined up, so we need to pick one of the three.
Well, I know they've approved, like I said, open stairwells, freestanding. I mean, most of Webster, we've done that.
Can we do an awning type on top of the existing stair that's there now?
I'm not sure what you mean by an awning type.
We've had a fabric like an awning, having something that's, a 2x2 aluminum framing or whatever it is, like a like Otter Creek awnings. They were going to do a gabled pitch.
I think you'd have to be careful, and the reason I say that is when I've looked at awnings and things downtown, many of the manufacturers do not warrant that in this part of the country their products are listed for year-round use. they advertise them as sun shades, but they do make them.
You can get them. You can get them because we put them on Kreisberg Arena between Kreisberg and Andrews up at Dodger.
They do make all kinds of different materials. Yeah,
a huge crowd. We're talking an assembly option.
But for almost the money you probably put into that, I bet it's almost just as cheap to build a roof.
It is on the one end, but on the other end, when it comes to the structure and the loading and everything, that's where you really save on it.
Yeah.
And it's quick to put up.
Yeah, right. So there are options,
We have different quotes from different people doing that exact same thing that I did. Because we were trying to lean towards keeping that, you know, it may be, now, if we go ahead and we take that off to move it down 6 inches, then we're kind of screwed, right? Then we can't do anything with it. Is that true? I mean, if we go ahead and we move that stair, say we want to try and lower that stairway down 6 inches so we can actually put in a door there if we need to, or eliminate having to go through somebody's bedroom or whatever it is that we want to do at that point, that's detached from the building.
You just extend the landing or take off one of the risers. You know?
Okay. Right. No, that makes sense. Yeah, you can do something like that.
There's some limited amount of reasonableness you can
mess with it for you. Right. I'm just can of worms like the stairs. You know, we look at them wrong and we're going to have to tear the house down and start over.
Yeah.
So.
That's why I thought of that other.
Do not touch. Yeah.
That's why I thought of that third option, which was to say, okay, leave this stair as is. Don't do anything with it, and do the handful of little things we'd have to do out front, and then just, you know, enclose this back one and have that be the fire stair.
Right.
Then you don't have to do anything in the middle, and it'd probably be nicer. And the reality is, to make that actually meet the code,
you probably, just to cover yourself from a liability standpoint, my suggestion would be, if you do that, still get the fire marshal to sign off leaving it as an open stairwell.
Oh,
not the egress issue, but the fact you got an atrium.
It'll be an unprotected opening.
Unprotected atrium to the building. Yeah, with the trade-off that you're sprinkling the building fully,
and
it's limited occupants, it's not people aren't familiar with the building. And you probably have a good selling argument.
Yeah, well, and I've checked on that, and I think we can actually do that so it does comply fully.
Yeah.
As an unprotected opening, but not as doing it as a stair, as an egress.
You might find, though, in 2003 NFPA, I haven't looked at it myself, but I just thought about it, there is a new provision that came into the 03 code called mini-atriums. Mini-atriums?
Yeah.
So there's a new provision in the 2003 NFPA that allows three stories connected, but I think it mandates sprinkler.
Yeah. And that's what, since they're sprinkling it already, that's why I figured as an unprotected opening.
Get it approved.
What I mean by unprotected, obviously, is it doesn't have fire separation walls, but it would have the sprinklers, and then they could leave it, and, you know, then, you know, the only issues are, you know, a little more tertiary. They don't have to do with, you know, exiting out of the building, and, you know, so.
Yeah, you've solved the big problems.
Yeah. And that could be nice, you know, inside, as opposed to having to go through all that.
Right.
Do you know where Webster Avenue is on campus?
I don't.
It's right across the street.
Just go, I think it's the next street to the right?
Yeah.
Frat Row.
Yeah.
Frat Row.
We can point to it when we're outside.
You might just want to take a drive on your way out.
Okay.
And look to the right, and most of those brick buildings, there's a couple of wood frame, have had fire exits exterior added to the building to comply with code.
Yeah.
And probably every other one is an open steel structure.
Yeah.
With a roof over it?
With roof and landings, but open to the weather on the sides, unenclosed.
We get a serious runaround for some people, because I was told that we couldn't do that. It had to be, if we were going to leave or do something with that one, and if we were going to alter or mess with that one out back here at all, that it did have to be closed in.
Right, that's what I remember too.
Right, I think Woody and Bernard were saying that from the college, saying that's the whole pain in the butt part is.
This is an open one. That's a problem.
We've got to have a roof over it no matter
what.
Well,
theoretically.
No, but I mean, if we use it, we do. But I mean, trying to, because this, one of the biggest issues here is that
you're right in a valley. You got two eaves chucking stuff at you.
Right.
And then trying to get out to that, I mean, even here, you got to basically go over a roof and through a wall to get there.
Right.
That's why that one seemed like a no-brainer.
No, I just reviewed, I'm not too long ago, we're downtown, we're outside of town, I'm sorry, we're doing affordable housing non-campus, brand new construction, sprinklered, 8 units, I think, for 11 or 12 units per building, 3 or 4, and they all use an exterior open staircase for means of egress. Perfectly legal under the code still.
Sure.
And again, the college has signed off on all those ones on Webster because it goes through their review too.
Sure.
But again, they can mandate whatever they want, apparently.
Yeah, I don't know.
But then they'll usually tell you the same thing. Well, it's whatever Ryan approves.
That's,
I love it. I love it. Yeah. But then why are they out there quoting code? Exactly. That's what frustrates me. But so.
Back and forth.
Yep.
All right. Well, I think my next plan of attack is to get in touch with Jerry Frankenfield and see when we can get him out here. I do that. I let you know. I think until we pull a permit, we're probably,
Me again. Yeah.
Through
save
you.
Your money.
Yeah.
Save your money. I mean, I'm glad to help or sit in any meetings with Jerry, but, you know, at that point, you might as well just come to the office and we don't charge you anything.
Right.
So, you know, and I will put into my boss and see if I can get you, who paid the $50? I'll see if I can get you a refund on that.
I appreciate that.
It's worthless.
Whether I recash the check or do whatever, I'll put it in the frame in my office. Hanover.
Oh, I'm sure Hanover's already cashed the check. Don't worry about that. The money doesn't even go through us, so it just goes to accounting. But it'll take about 6 months to get a refund. But it's legitimate. So
I do appreciate that.
Yeah, no problem.
Well, at least we're a little bit closer. We got some answers on what we need to do or how we need to do it.
Nice parameter. We could get a custom-made fire door that.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, it would just go around that pipe, among other things, but
Well, I wonder why they headed it off. I mean, it must have been an original architectural feature, or they also didn't just bring it to there you go. That's right.
Yeah.
The roof.
It's funky.
Oh, yeah, the roof is right there,
yeah. It's funny.
That's exactly why.
Did you want a Zach one?
You want to see this is the level where we're right on the deck right now.
That's where the door is, the little half door.
Right. Would it be okay to see both of them?
I don't see why not. So long as they're unlocked.
I just want to see what.
Hello.
Now what they do here? Now this is a double here.
Yeah.
They have on this, see the magnetic?
Mm-hmm. That's so the resident can lock the door, but it flies open if the alarms go off.
I think I'm stuck behind. I think you're behind.
Yeah.
Oh, right.
Okay.
If you guys want to take a look at it, I can see
sure.
Okay.
You want to get in this room?
One too. Yeah,
yep.
You have to, which is okay now. The magnet, if the fire alarm goes off,
I got you.
That
activates.
Yeah,
there's a switch. And then they unlock it with their key, but it opens up. Hi. Can we come in for a couple of minutes? Just looking with the this is with the architect for the renovations.
My girlfriend's
Oh, okay. Well, we were in here before and she let us, so we're not, he just needs to look around at walls and such.
Hi, sorry to bother you. Just wanted to so this here is a single?
Yes.
Okay. And see, so that would be the window.
Mm-hmm.
Is one of the options we're looking at.
And what we had talked about early on was blowing away the closet space here to make a corridor that went between the rooms. It would minimize the reduction of the room.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. So, okay, and that's just a standard window, the same height as the other one on the other side, symmetrically placed.
I think so. Yeah, the other one I think is just a door stuck in the window frame.
Yeah. And okay, I'm good.
Okay.
That's all I wanted. I just wanted to see myself. Thank you very much. Sorry to bother you.
They were warned. You need not apologize.
Pardon me?
They were warned. You need not apologize. This is part of the deal.
Zach's outside. I should appreciate you coming down.
Well, I appreciate your coming down, all of you.
You guys are all set?
Yep.
So we're in that other room over there. I just wanted to take a peek in there and see.
I told him what we had talked about at one point in the past, which was blowing away the closet space that's between those two rooms and making the corridor right between them.
Sure, right there.
Yeah, I think that there may be a chimney to go around, right?
There is a chimney right there, right in the center of that
table. So that was what got squirrely, and then we moved on.
And that's
on
why those two closets are probably there too.
Right.
The chimney is right on that exterior wall, and then the.
Well, the main thing is, if we decide to go that way, I'd take a look at which way the framing went. Probably figure out some sort of cost effective.
I was going to ask if you had his check that was sent to the
I would have drove right off.
All right.
The day that the day that you had called.
Yeah.
It was sitting in our office. We got it that day.
Is that right?
Here I am. I'm freaking out. Chris, he got on the. You saw his emails.
He was wigging, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, he was. Here you go.
Oh, good. Thank you.
I would have walked right out.
You'll
and forgot it.
You'll be getting the next bill today or tomorrow.
That's fine.
For this next
one. There was a very explanatory note sent to all the alumni and stuff about that, or up the current members to get it right next time. So
yeah,
hopefully
no,
we will.
No problem. Yeah.
Benny Hill moment there. Sorry.
Sure.
Usually, if there is a hiccup, it's with the first, you know, first invoice that goes through. Right. So I usually allow a little extra time on it.
Great.
Yeah.
You know, you would have. By the looks of everything, you should have had everything as planned, but it went to us instead of you guys. And
is
I think
it at least
it
made out to him?
Yes, it is.
Okay,
yes, it is. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, because they sent it to us with the. You know, it was his check. Hey, no big deal. I'll be getting that's Webster right there.
Yeah.
The street. Just past those hedges, Marion?
Yes. Yeah, you make a right just after the hedges.
That's basically Pratt Road. You can see the stairs that they have coming down now that isn't. Uncovered, or you know, that is uncovered, whatever. I do have a meeting that I gotta go to just down the street here, but I'll get in touch with Jerry.
Okay.
I'll email everybody, and it is, he really is here Tuesdays from 1 to 1:30, Fridays, 11:45 to 12:20. So it's trying to get in touch with this guy, but he's semi-retired. He doesn't, you know, he doesn't do it every day.
Gotcha.
So,
okay.
Ryan even remembered, you know, coming out here with me.
Yeah.
Right back in the same frame. But I know we're moving in the direction that we need to be, and we don't get answers.
Home.
Why did he even ask about it? And he was the guy that I thought that we really needed to talk with.
Well, it wasn't bad. I mean, even if you paid him $50, I think you got your money's worth.
No, we got some information.
We certainly did.
And where we need to go from here.
Yeah.
And if Jerry Frankenfield tries to pull that stuff again, let's go right over to the office right now so we can have you and Ryan sit down.
Right.
That way there's no place to hide and we can get out all the answers that we need to.
Yep.
Yeah.
So.
And it's the way it's set up is, it's actually similar in Maine, New Hampshire, and Vermont. They're pretty much the same. And they do the same thing, that NFPA is the retroactive one. And then the IBC only kicks in, you know, after, you know, once you start doing things. And so. I think that's fine. You know, I think, you know, it's when we get with the fire chief, we can go through the options and.
Exactly,
know.
And there's going to be a lot more questions that he didn't answer, that, or at the time that we had our last meeting with Jerry Frankenfield, there were some answers to some questions that I can't think of right off. But I asked Ryan the same questions, and he said that it's Frankenfield's duty. So
we'll be specific. And when we talk to the owner, everybody else, I think the main thing for them to think about is, you know, the pros and the cons of the various options. Because there's definitely pluses and minuses to all of it, really.
Mm-hmm.
And,
yeah, you're gonna gain some
it's really
some on each option,
their choice, whatever you guys choose, you know.
I'd like to see, you know, do something with this thing.
Seems like it'd be a lot easier. Yeah.
That had been plan A at one point.
Right.
Yeah.
And then it got pushed right back to plan Z because we didn't think we could do anything with it.
Because of the what was it?
We were just told that basically we needed to have a door there where that
full
window
height
is.
Door.
Full height door where that window is. We couldn't use that access. The access that's coming through the room now with the small door, that wasn't gonna work. They couldn't use the open stairway that comes down here. I mean, it was just basically
rise and run or bat or something. All kinds
right
of
out of the water.
Yeah.
This stair here.
Not the little ladder.
The ladder.
That stuff.
You couldn't use that, but you could use that?
No, they were saying we couldn't use either.
And what was the... What was the XRP?
Well, one of the things was the window. You can't have any point of egress to a fire escape like that coming out of a window. The second one is, for the people on the second floor, we couldn't have anybody exiting through a bedroom. But yet, you know, the fire code and everything allows to have a magnetic... Why would they even sell a magnetic door setup that's interconnected with the... you know, the fire alarm system, so if anybody needs to go through there, that's how everybody goes
out. But once you bring the corridor over, what's their problem with that exit? I mean, it says right in the code 50% of the egress can go off a fire escape, so...
Right, but, you know, here, hopefully I can get this taken care of this week. You know, we'll try to figure out something, and if I've got to meet him and you just want to throw out 20 questions, then I can come here and meet with him as well if
I
he can't.
I think I should probably meet him.
Oh, yeah.
One-on-one. Yeah. You know, and because whatever, depending on what he says, I'll probably have some follow-up things to do.
Well, I'm gonna have to move here so we can get these people out. But,
Okay. Just let me know... I don't know if we're going to be able to have that other meeting before we get with those other people.
No, we're going to.
Pretty well booked right solid all the way.
There's no.
I was going to say, like, Friday would be ideal for what's this for Frank.
Right.
Because Chris is the episode.
That would
like
be
that,
probably a reasonable option.
But he may not do Fridays. We don't know. So.
If you can, I would think, to me anyhow, it would seem like, based on priorities, it would be best to meet with him. Mm-hmm. I had a meeting with everybody else.
Oh, yeah. No, I agree with you. I'm
so
going to have to come and
meet. Switch meetings around, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I'm probably going to have to come regardless to meet on Friday, you know, whether we're talking about nothing or not. But, you know, maybe it is best to just, you know, to hold off until we really have some answers. Because, you know, no sense in not necessarily wasting people's time. But, you know, we stand here walking around for 20 minutes and we're not getting anywhere.
Yeah.
You know, so, you know, I'll kind of table that for now and I'll keep everybody in on the loop how we're going to.
And I think once we meet with this the fire chief and we go through the various aspects of the code, I think hopefully, I mean, if he's as informative on his stuff as Ryan was on his, I wouldn't. It's kind of a no-brainer. You know?
Right.
I don't think it should be a real big issue.
Well, the most important thing is you know what you're talking about.
Well, I hope so.
When you got somebody who knows what they're talking about, it makes it a lot easier.
Yeah.
Well, it's somewhere here in the...
Yeah.
Chapter 34, 5.
Right, literally chapter and verse off the top of his head. It's good. Yeah.
That's
right. Good to see you too, Zach. Hang in there. Thanks.
Okay, have a good one. See ya.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Good to see you again.
Good to see you too.